I think that if this passage, if this gospel passage has anything to say to us, it's that sometimes things are not what they appear. So in this passage, we've come out of Jesus's birth story and we've moved to the time when the Magi came from the east to visit Jesus. The opening words of this passage remind us that this is happening during the rule of King Herod. And these words are a striking return to reality. They seem like an interruption to the peaceful nativity story that precedes them. These words remind us that Jesus is born into a time during which rulers continue to rule. Jesus is born into a time during which Herod appears to hold all of the power. It appears that this child is pretty helpless against Herod's power. It appears that Herod holds all of the influence. When Herod is troubled, everyone in Jerusalem is troubled with him. Herod has all of the chief priests and the legal experts right at his disposal. Herod has resources. If there's a job that he wants to have done, then it's going to get done. Jesus, on the other hand, has none of these things. Herod has followers. Jesus has his house with his mother. Herod has counselors and leaders and experts. Jesus has a few strangers who follow a star to come and see him. Herod is known so well throughout Jerusalem that when he is troubled, the rest of Jerusalem is troubled with him. Jesus is not known anywhere close to that extent. It appears that Herod is a force to be reckoned with, and Jesus is simply a nameless child. And in fact, our candle nativity, one of the things I love about that is that it shows this in a beautiful illustration. Herod's candle appears to loom over everything else. It certainly appears to burn brighter than Jesus's candle, which is that little flickering tea light. But in this passage, things are not what they appear. In this passage, Herod appears to be unstoppable and all-powerful, while Jesus appears to be powerless. But as it turns out, Herod is not what he appears to be. It is not Herod who holds the true power, but God. Herod's power is revealed in his seeming significance and influence, but God's power is revealed through the insignificant and the powerless. And that idea, that information, terrifies those who rule. It may appear that the Herods of the world hold all of the power, but the truth is that Herods are seldom as powerful as they may think. In this passage, while the fact that Herod can summon all the chief priests and the legal experts right away may appear to show his power, the fact that Herod fears a child so much that he feels the need to summon such a council at all actually reveals the depth of his fragility. Herod has the power to come up with a plan to rid himself of this perceived threat, but it is God who thwarts Herod's plan. Herods may appear to be powerful, but Herods are not what they appear. The marginalized and the powerless may appear to be insignificant, but the marginalized and the powerless are not what they appear. And Herods will take many different shapes and forms. Some Herods appear as different rulers and people in power. Some appear as financial or economic struggle or imbalance. Even COVID-19 may seem like a Herod to us. But these Herods are not what they appear. Ultimately, God's power renders Herod powerless and thwarts Herod's plan again and again. And there is good news in knowing that Herods are not what they appear to be. But there is also good news in knowing that even Herods can be redeemed. Herods may be crooked, they may be downright evil, but they are not beyond the redemptive grace of God. That the Magi are invited to honor the Christ child is significant because it means that all people, including the Gentiles and even including Herods, are invited to. And it's also significant that at the end of all of this, the Magi return home. The joy that they experience upon meeting the Christ child is a gift that's been given to them so that they may let others know that there is indeed an alternative to the systems and structures and institutions in this world. There is an alternative way to the way of Herod. There is power far greater than Herod's power and peace far more beautiful than Rome's peace. And this good news cannot stay at the house where they have gone to visit the child. It must be returned home so that others too may know that beautiful truth. I think it's important for us to remember that we too are called to return home. We know the story and we've experienced the same joy that the Magi have experienced, but we are not invited to keep this joy and this good news to ourselves. Sometimes things are not what they appear. And that is good news. Herods are not what they appear. The insignificant are not what they appear. The powers and the principalities are not what they appear. But God is always what God appears to be. God's redemptive mission is exactly what it appears to be. And we are invited to participate in this mission. We are invited to expose Herods for the frauds that they are. We're invited to reveal the powerless and the insignificant for their true identity as the beloved of God. We're invited to stand against systems that are not what they appear to be and to see God's work for what it actually is. Let's pray. God of love, we thank you that when things are not what they appear to be, you are always exactly what you appear to be. We thank you that, as Mary has sang, you are the one who casts down the mighty and lifts up the lowly. As we learn to participate in your mission, may we learn not to fear Herods just because they appear to be all powerful. May we learn not to discount the marginalized simply because they appear to be insignificant or powerless. And may we learn that because you are the God who redeems all creation, it means that even Herods are not beyond your redemption. May the good news of who you are and what you have called us to do always guide us as we participate in your missional redemptive work. All of this we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.